These sessions are helpful, and they are helpful beyond words. The words are helpful pointers, but there's much more to these sessions than the words. And so, be alert here to that dimension that is beyond the words, because that dimension is also beyond thought. And that is where we are going, to know what that is, which one could describe as consciousness free of thought.
Wow.
And this is the next step, one could say, in the evolution of human consciousness, which until now we've just come to the end of thought, which means humanity, human consciousness, being totally dominated, run by, identified with thought. It started, as the myth tells us, in the Garden of Eden, which one could say is a symbolic representation of the arising of thought. They ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Evaluate, judge. The arising of thought, loss of Eden, and I'm told the translation of that word, Eden, is place of joy. Thought arose, and it was a great thing. And gradually, over many, many thousands of years, identification with thought came in. Self and thought became one. Mankind had to move through that. Now, that state of consciousness has become more and more dysfunctional. Look at the history of the 20th century. Dreadful. Madness. So the dysfunction becomes apparent now because we are arriving at the end time. You may have seen people walking around, I don't know, they may not happen in India, but in the West, with placards, the end is near, the end is nigh, we have arrived at the end. And perhaps they don't realize how right they are when they say, we have arrived at the, well, perhaps they should put a little another word in, we have arrived at the end of time. Because to be identified with thought totally is also to be governed by time, past and future, to live exclusively through memory and anticipation and all that that implies. So, and a completely limited and false sense of identity. We are moving out of that. A new state of consciousness is emerging. This teaching would be pointless. Nobody would even hear it if it were not emerging already. So this form is no more than a midwife, a mid-husband, mid-man. I don't know. Simply to help along the birth process, and not, I'm not here to make it happen. That would be frustrating. Why aren't and you are not here to make it happen in yourself? That would be equally frustrating. And you would come to the end of the 6 days or 7 days here and say, I was looking for this great spiritual experience and somehow it didn't happen. I was looking and looking and looking, and because you were looking for something and you missed nothing. Oh. So you were looking to reincarnate into some experience and didn't get it. Or if you got it, maybe you got it and say, oh, I had such a great experience there. And then you're back wherever you live. And then a few weeks later, it's wearing off. I wish I could get that back. Where is it now? That was so great. And then you think, maybe I need to go back to India. Back to India. That's where it is. So the essence of this gathering is very simple, but also very subtle. It easily eludes you if you are too much in your mind. So, not only here, but also out there, be there.